Yeah, you turn down just a little.
We're hearing a tune titled Radio at Night. It's summer, and two friends are singing along to favorite tunes on the radio. Songs of youth in summer feel so right on the radio, on the radio.
So the songs of youth in summer feel so right on the radio, on the radio.
And so many of us know just what that's like. Pete Balladino, lead singer with the Badleys when the band was together, said when talking about the very best songs, at the end of the day, it's all about melody and choruses that are big, and just the feeling that you get when it's a beautiful summer day and the windows are down on your car and a song comes on the radio and it just hits you. That from Pete Palladino on NEPAScene.com. Pete Palladino's solo project, the Circa 68, will be recorded this weekend at the Mauch Chunk Opera House in Jim Thorpe with a host of good musician friends and some very good songs. As it happens, there are 36 VIP seats, and each one of those guests is invited to a sound check at 4 on Sunday afternoon, followed by a meet and greet with Pete and friends. Pete was actually driving safely when we caught up with him by phone to ask more about those great songs we hear when we're tooling along in the car listening to the radio.
For me, music has always been about that emotional connection. Now, obviously, it's not just me, it's everybody, but to me, it's like, I want to create things that immediately elicit a reaction and that are, you put it on and it's just like, you know, it takes you to that place. You know, and I always have such fond memories of listening to like Cheap Trick or Kiss, and it was instantaneous, right? It was an instantaneous hook and it just brought you to that place. So that's what I'm trying to do with all the stuff with the Circa 68 stuff.
It was around the time of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Film Festival. Chris Fetchko came in, and he told the story all over again, and he told it when All in Time came out, how he was out of state, and he was listening to the radio. Again, the importance of radio. And he just said, what was that? And it was you guys. And it was wonderful what that led to. But that's a sign that you're doing just what you hope to do, because that song just grabbed Chris out of the blue.
You know, anybody that creates anything, art, whether it be written or musically or painting or film, you know, you're just trying to make a connection to somebody. And so you spend so much time in the creative process that sometimes you forget that that's what you're going for. And so when it actually happens, it's always a pleasant surprise for me.
You're on your way back to Pennsylvania from New Jersey for a rehearsal with Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentlemen in anticipation of the event that's going to take place on Sunday at the Mauch Chunk Opera House, and we'd love to learn more.
You know, the whole idea was, I spend so much time in my studio or my house or, you know, sitting in my living room writing, and what speaks to me is when a song kind of grows legs. You know, I always second guess myself when I'm sitting in my living room, because you're just one person and you're having a tendency to create in a vacuum. So I have this idea of, what if we let these songs loose a little bit in front of people and see what happens? And then they'll breathe a little bit, and obviously the players are going to bring some of what they do into the process. And so why don't we record that and see what happens? And so that's what we're doing this weekend.
Folks can actually be there when you do the sound check and get set up and make sure everything's where you want it to be and so forth.
Absolutely. I think that's the VIP thing, where folks can come and kind of watch us and sound check, which is cool. I mean, you know, hopefully we don't make any mistakes, but if we're going to, that's when it's going to happen.
Who'll be joining you? Some old buddies.
So, you know, as I was putting together people that I wanted to play with, and Dustin Douglas is like one of my closest friends. We played together. He was in the Badleys with me for a long time, for the past 10 years. He and I are like musical soul brothers. And so it's Dustin and then all the guys in his band, so Matt and Tommy who play with me here. And that's going to be, unfortunately, our brother, our cohort in crime, Jeff Feltenberger, had some health issues, so he's not going to be able to make it here. He just let me know that last night. But it's all good. We will certainly miss him.
Is it new material you've been having go around in your head and some of the things that you love you'd like to do in a new, fresh way?
Yeah, so there'll be a bunch of new stuff. In fact, you know, a bunch of the guys don't necessarily even know some of the songs yet, so we'll see how they do. I hopefully know some of the songs, you know, and also doing some stuff that I've been involved in over the past bunch of years with the Badly, songs that I really love singing with those guys.
Tell us about being at the Mockchunk Opera House. Why do you like it?
I love that room because it's a listening room. Growing up playing music, we were forced to really find our own places that people would pay attention to us. And, you know, when we were coming up doing our thing, it wasn't necessarily that kind of a scene throughout Central Pennsylvania. You know, it was a lot of cover bands. And so we created these shows that were basically to fit within that, you know, that realm that we were existing in. And so whether people were coming out to see a cover band and we just happened to be there, we were still entertaining them. That's hard work a lot of times, especially when you're trying to do things that are new to people. The Opera House in Mockchunk is a listening room. People come there because they love music. They want to be turned on to something new. And it's so nice between songs. I mean, you can hear a pin drop there. So it's a great place to record some new stuff and to just have that interaction with the audience, to have that conversation with the audience. Because it's not so much you're shouting to be heard as much as you're having a conversation.
Pete Palladino, former lead singer of the Badlies, on the road speaking with us about a special event at the Mockchunk Opera House in Jim Thorpe this Sunday evening at 7. Palladino's solo project, the Circa 68, will be recorded that evening. And there's a chance for 36 people to arrive in time for the sound check that afternoon. And that will be followed by a meet and greet with Pete and friends before the formal concert begins at 7. That's the Mockchunk Opera House, 14 West Broadway in Jim Thorpe. And for more information on the web, now this is going to stand for Mockchunk Opera House, jimthorpe.com. So it's mcohjt.com. mcohjt.com. Pete Palladino and friends at the Mockchunk Opera House, 14 West Broadway in Jim Thorpe, this Sunday evening, October 13th at 7, doors open at 6, and there are VIP opportunities for 36 people to attend the sound check at 4 in the afternoon, followed by a meet and greet with Pete and friends. For more information, mcohjt.com.